Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
O'Connor and Company.
A good Friday morning to you here on WMAL. Larry O'Connor with Beverly Hallberg of Independent Women's Forum, keeping us company all morning long. And Beverly, if you watch The Five, you would think that our next guest is, I mean, the second coming of Fabio combined with, an absolute Adonis. Did you see the gushing that they did yesterday?
I mean, I did. And the claim is that he has better hair than Jesse Waters. So yeah. I want to know if Brett thinks that's true himself.
Let's get it right to it. Where the hard-hitting questions for Brett Baer of Fox News. Would you agree that your hair is better than Jesse Waters?
Good morning. I don't think so. I think he has a better just, you know, it just stands on its own. No, it was very funny. The week that Greg has, complimenting people, they're crazy. And if I have to, I have to juggle every time they toss to me, depending on what they've got. It changes day to day.
We will try to keep it a little less improvisational for you, Brett. And we'll stick with the political news of the day. Let's start with, I think, what's going to be a dominant story going forward, and that is a masking of our children. We saw it after the president's statements at the CNN town hall, and certainly I think it's going to loom large in this gubernatorial race in Virginia as we have our first opportunity for governors to chime in on what they would do with regard to this. How do you think this plays out politically?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of parents that are concerned, not only about, obviously, the Delta variant, but also how their children respond to school. I mean, they want kids not only in school, but interacting like they used to and going to gym class without putting a mask on. And so the hope is that each school, you know, and each district makes its own decision, but it's sounding more and more, at least the president signaled, that the CDC is going to step in with its own guidance on this. And I think there's a pushback from parents, and we'll see how far it goes. I think, you know, the whole thing, follow the science, and where the numbers are or are not is important to look at when any of these mandates are talked about.
And I think there should be some leniency, too, as we are dealing with a global pandemic, that we learn new information and information needs to change. But that phrase that you just used, follow the science, a lot of people are struggling to even believe that phrase anymore because they feel that there have been contradictions. So you are somebody who reports on the news. You bring clear, consistent content in your show every day. Do you think that whether it's from this administration or the past administration, that the American people feel that they've gotten a consistent message about what's going on and what we ought to do?
No, I don't. And I think that there have been fits and starts. And obviously, as you pointed out, this is a new virus that, you know, we learned about as it evolved. And now we've got a variant that is acting different than the first strain. So you have to give health experts a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. But I agree, the messaging has been horrific and all over the map. I do think that we really should ask the question why the FDA is not getting to complete authorization, not emergency use, but just full sign-off. I think, you know, for any vaccination hesitancy, that may go a long way if the FDA signed on completely.
I absolutely agree. We had Dr. Marty McCarry of Johns Hopkins yesterday, who knows this stuff. He said, from his perspective, the thing standing in the way is determining the shelf life, which is irrelevant right now because there's no such thing as a shelf life with this thing. We're trying to get into people's arms as much as possible. Brett, there's also, listen, one thing I've learned from watching the great all-star panel on Special Report over the years is that politics is much about optics and about how things are presented to the American people. And boy, when you talk about optics, this story of the Texas Democrats who came here to protest a vote in Austin and try to move the Senate to do away with the filibuster on voting issues, I talk about a disaster because now the entire story is about how they caught the virus and maybe spreading it around town.
Yeah, you could not, I don't think you could construct a worse PR effort. you know, if you're trying to get something across the finish line or make a statement about some piece of legislation, this was probably as bad as it could be. Starting with that tweet on the plane without the mask, and then the case of beer that was in one seat, and then, you know, I mean, it just got really bad. And now you've got people at the White House and in the Speaker's office who they believe are directly connected to some of the people who are positive.
And you have been in the Washington, D.C. area for years, and there's a tragic shooting yesterday, last night, around 8:40 on the 14th Street area near U Street. But yet this is a shooting situation that is just a little glimpse into what the whole city is facing. D.C. has now reached roughly 100 homicides in the city since the beginning of the year. Have you ever seen this type of crime while being in D.C.? And what do you think this says for the rest of the country when there are crime waves in cities across this country?
No, it's a big deal. It's a huge political deal, but take the politics aside. It's each one of these cities has had a choice, and D.C. made a choice early on, and defunding the police or moving money around from police was a choice. And they talked about that a lot in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement and others. And now the mayor wants to put additional hours and overtime because she realizes it's a real, real problem. Now, D.C. had horrible crime before I got here, but years and years ago. But it has been relatively peaceful in the big picture, nothing like the numbers we're seeing now. So I think a lot of cities are seeing exactly this. And it's going to be a challenge that will affect 2022, I guarantee you.
Brett Baer, famously, you love your golf, playing it and watching it. Can you get into Olympics golf, though? Is that on your list of things to peruse here as the Olympics starts right now as we speak in Tokyo?
You know, I can. I think this Olympics is just going to be weird because of the COVID situation. And some of the, you know, guys, some of the best guys in golf decided to punt because of COVID. But I hope it goes great. It was fun to watch last time. And it's great. Anytime you can cheer for your country, any sport, and I know people, they're either into golf or they think it's really boring. I'm in the into golf category, and I think it's cool.
Even at the Olympics. I said, other than golf, what are we thinking? Rhythmic gymnastics, synchronized swimming? Do you watch any of these obscure ones?
I don't watch those. I like the swimming. I think that's cool to watch. And then the track and field, I love to watch.
Well, and it is incredible to watch the swimming. Every year it seems like there's local kids here from the Mid-Atlantic, Maryland, and Virginia area that just, like, blow away the world records. That's always a fun thing from our perspective here in Washington. Brett, always great.
Hopefully it goes well.
Yes, me too. Thank God. Knock on wood. Always great to talk with you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. Make sure you watch Special Report.